Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I'm glad you stayed with us because now we're going to take a short pause, as we do in this program from week to week, to introduce you to the latest astrological sign. It is Gemini. We're going to jump into Gemini with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. Beth, we transition. We have is it a solar eclipse coming?
We have a solar eclipse coming. It's all happening tomorrow. It all comes down tomorrow. The sun moves into Gemini. The moon moves into Gemini. It's a new moon, and the way they are positioned creates an eclipse. That's going to happen about 4:45 p.m. Pacific time, and it should be visible from southern Asia, the Pacific, and the western part of North America.
And, of course, the word visible is provisional. You do not want to be looking at it.
No, don't look.
But I know in school they taught you how to build these boxes, a little pinhole in one end, and then you can use it to watch as the moon transits across the surface of the sun.
Right.
And it is kind of an interesting experience to watch in that fashion.
It is.
Now, Gemini is what we're in. So we've gone from, am I correct, Taurus to Gemini?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Gemini.
Well, Gemini is really, really groovy because both you and I have a lot of it.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is ruled by the constellation of the Twins, and it's ruled by the planet Mercury. It's considered an air sign. It rules how you think and how you speak. It rules your mental processes and communication. And because it rules communication, it also rules all kinds of communications. People with a lot of Gemini are often writers, public speakers, journalists, broadcasters, that sort of thing, bloggers. You know, it's all about getting the word out.
I'll have to look into those careers.
Yeah, you may have fun with them.
I could very well. So, move through. I was trying to think of a good word. Gemini, what are some of the things that maybe we can expect?
Well, one of the things that you can definitely count on is that you will be clearer on what it is you need to communicate with people, and you will be more ready, willing, and able to take advantage of opportunities to communicate as they arise. You'll be clearer, there'll be more opportunities, and you're better at taking advantage of those opportunities.
Well, and I don't mean this in the context of May Gray here on the Central Coast, but the last couple of weeks, I feel like I've been fogged in mentally in that respect. It's been a little difficult, so that's good news.
Well, part of that is that there is a retrograde that just started in Gemini. The planet Venus went retrograde on the 16th, and so Venus rules your values. And your goals and your priorities and the core values that those motivations spring from.
Okay.
And so that can attribute to that can cause some of that mental fog.
Okay.
Because you're trying to figure out, like, what is really important to me and how do I want to go about it?
Yeah. And I know health I think that everybody makes that comment that health is always at the top of every list of things that are important.
Right.
Without it, you just can't do anything else. And of course, I've been working my way back to health. I'm probably 85-90%, but still, it's like that last 10%, I got to get that because I don't feel like I'm quite in sync even with my own life.
Right. And breathe and be patient and present with the process because you know what they say in metaphysics about an illness. Often you get a little sick right before you make some big developmental leap. So don't, just be patient and present. Don't rush it. Trust the timing.
I kind of feel that,
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that. We've been talking about that for a while. You're making a stand for for a big trip this fall that is very spiritual in origins.
Yeah.
And so it's, it serves on a lot of levels.
Absolutely. Okay, so we'll talk more about Gemini next week.
Yep.
And we'll talk maybe about some of the characteristics that we can look for in individuals as well. Beth McDonald, consulting.com and 963-0842. And we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.